The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey guys, Robert here to remind you to rate and review us on iTunes. If you can, give us a 5-star review. You don't even have to leave a rating. You don't have to write anything down. Just leave us a 5-star review and we will love you forever. Forever. We will love you forever. Thanks and enjoy the next episode of the Shark Dropper Podcast.
Okay. Welcome to Shark Dropper. I am Kyle.
I'm Robert.
I'm John.
And, you know, happy Trump presidency, guys. He's president now.
Yay.
I've been watching all of the, well, obviously people have been posting them to Facebook, but all the nominees, like the
all for his
education,
cabinet.
Yeah. Like the interview process that they're going through. And the Senate and stuff is like, it's amazing.
They have Rick Perry to head up the Department of Energy. He's infamous for saying when he was running for president a couple years back, like, well, I'm going to abolish the DOE. And now he just got appointed to be the head of the DOE.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. Awesome.
There's Pruitt. What's his name? Scott Pruitt or whatever is going to head up the EPA. Uh-huh. But like... You should have saw his thing. Like, he didn't want to answer anything for sure. And like,
he's a flat earther.
Yeah. He doesn't believe that.
he doesn't believe that he thinks the earth is like thousands of years old.
Yeah. Doesn't believe in climate change.
Years old.
He's like, I love Bernie Sanders questioning him saying like, do you believe that like humans are the main cause of climate change right now? And he's like, I don't know. There's scientists out there. We need to just kind of see and wait it out and see what they say. He's like, Bernie Sanders is like, well, 97% of scientists have come out and said by using peer-reviewed journals that humans are the main cause of climate change. And he's just like, yeah, but we should just wait and see. He's like, wait and see for what?
Yeah, but that one guy.
He's that 3%.
We got to be sure.
And then what's her name for the Department of Education?
Oh, something Davos, right?
Yeah.
Davos.
She's a... Yeah, she's...
Oh, my God. She's been ridiculed. Like, people are really ripping into her.
Her confirmation hearing, it was a...
Disaster.
It was a slaughter.
Larry the Cable Guy for Department of Education.
Yeah. I guess the big crux of the issue for her hearing was that, like, she didn't really know the difference between proficiency and growth when it comes to education and...
Al Franken, like, ripped into her for that.
Well, the thing is, like, I don't really know.
I don't know that,
but
yeah.
Again,
it's not my job to know that.
I'm not trying to be the Secretary of Education, so
that's something you
I think
should
I get a pass.
I love how Bernie Sanders is like, do you think if you didn't have $200 million, or no, she's a billionaire,
yeah.
If you didn't provide $200 million in funds to the Republican Party, that you would be sitting here right now? Like, he like literally asked her that. He's like, not to be rude, but do you think you would be sitting here if you didn't provide $200 million or upwards of $200 million to the Republican Party?
Yeah.
I forget what her answer was. I don't remember. But I know that, yeah, the proficiency and growth thing was like a huge... And, oh, the gun thing. They said,
what's that?
Do you think that there should be guns in schools? And she said something about like, yeah, well, in Wyoming, I know there's one school where, you know, they have to protect themselves against grizzlies. And, like,
that's great.
Yeah, she said that.
Yeah, awesome.
She used the grizzly defense?
She said grizzly. Yeah, the
grizzly defense. The old grizzly defense.
I'm more of a guy who likes to. I like the defense against brown bears, not necessarily grizzlies. But no, yeah, she said it just makes me cringe like hearing her.
It's funny. That. It's like someone. If you look at all the cabinet nominees. Like it's like someone intentionally picked like the worst people possible to head up the respective departments. It's like, what is going on here? Like, is this a joke? Or
well, I love how it's like we need to drain the swamp, and he's picked like millionaires or billionaires,
yeah,
and like just like people who don't know what they're doing to head up all these.
It was just a bunch of horse shit to get him elected. He's a shyster. He's a huckster. That's what he does.
Well, and all his supporters will still be like behind him.
Oh yeah. Well, it's kind of how it is for, like,
it's for both parties. I know.
Yeah, I was on Reddit and I subscribed to R Conspiracies or some kind of subreddit. But like a lot of times, Trump supporters will like get into various sections of Reddit and take it over and like upvote things that that kind of support their position. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I read was like this hundred and one indictments against Obama, and when you read through them, you're like, fucking hey man, yeah, I guess I could see why like some section of America hates him when they're like so when they scrutinize him so much. Like we just sit back and assume like, yeah, he's doing a good job. I mean, gay people can get married, we're fine. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, when you look at it through the lens of I don't want to say like the flyover states, but just, you know, from conservatives, like, yeah, I guess he was kind of a bad president for them. Like a lot of the shit, a lot of values they held true to were like encroached on in his presidency. So I get it, but you know, I don't know. Trump's a monster.
I know. I'm just so scared.
Like he's not like, it's not like an issue of like conservative versus liberals. It's just, you know, just the privilege versus the unprivileged. Trump is squarely in the privileged camp.
Yeah.
I don't think it's like a concern because he's not necessarily conservative.
No, that's how he got elected. It's like, oh, I'm not a politician. I'm not a conservative. You know,
right.
I'm a firebrand. And like,
he just talks to whoever he like.
I mean, in a sense, like he was speaking the truth. Like he wasn't really an actual conservative. He was just like, he was just looking to kind of reinforce his wealth, you know?
Man. Yeah. I just can't see that guy addressing the nation. Like,
the way he talks is just so weird.
I love like his
so
hand
bad.
Gestures. It's always like he's like high fiving invisible people to his sides. You ever notice that?
Like, what if he had to like come on national TV and like announce that 9/11 happened? He's like, folks, some planes they hit buildings. Okay, we're gonna go over there. We're gonna
bomb them. We're gonna bomb them good.
Look, I know you're scared. I'm scared. I'm scared. But okay, Trump.
Yep. Yeah. We are not going to let anybody else into this country until we figure this out. We are going to bomb the Middle East. We are going to bomb them until we run out of bombs.
He probably said if 9/11 happened on his watch, he'd probably say nuclear. He'd say that like in the first like speech, like, yeah, we're gonna nuke them.
I want to know like what Congress is just like no, we can't do that. Like I just want to see what he does. I really think it's going to be Mike Pence running the show from behind a whole Wizard of Oz kind of behind the curtain. But that's just Donald Trump just he knows what to say to like his supporters. Like it's just really easy to talk to them, and I think it's just because. He doesn't even know what he's saying sometimes. Like, he kind of just goes out there and he just says stuff and he can back away from it. He can keep going. It doesn't really matter. He'll just say whatever.
Just do his thing.
But that's like, that's not something that, like, I get why people like that about him because he is. He's just going to say it. But it's not like he's telling the truth all the time either. He's just saying stuff. And I've never seen anybody just say stuff.
And half the thing is like, he says he's just going to deny. Like in the future, it's like, well, I didn't see that.
Yeah, that's fake news.
Yeah, they can post it, like his video of him saying that, and he just, nope.
It's just really good editing.
That's not what I meant. That's not what I meant.
No.
Obviously, that's not what I meant.
Wrong.
Yeah,
fake.
Wrong.
Fake news.
Wrong.
No, he's a liar. Get him out. Get him out of here. Like, holy fuck.
Did he bring a baby in here? Get out.
Well, boy. Wait, why baby?
Because he kicked that one person out with a baby.
Oh, really? Oh.
Well, there's like a baby crying at one of his speeches, and he addressed the situation that there was a baby. He's like, oh, he's like, I know. He's like, I hear the baby. He's like, that's okay. He's like, I don't really mind, you know. I love babies. Babies love me. But then, like, he started talking more, and the baby still cried. He's like, no, I'm kidding. Get the baby out of here. Just get out of here. He's like, it's just like, and people were, like, cheering for him, like, the first time when he was saying that he's all for babies, and then he kicked the woman out with the baby, and people were still cheering, and it's just really weird. It's just really weird. No. I don't get him. I don't get what he says.
I don't know, dude.
It's like talking without like thinking what you're saying, and then like realizing everything you say after you said it. It's like just like doing a continuous talk, and then just like keep going.
Stream
and then
of at consciousness. The end,
yeah, and yeah. Then afterwards you're like, all right, what did I really say there?
Oh,
that's
didn't
how
say that.
He is. Yeah, no, I didn't say that. Well, I didn't mean it like that. No.
But then he gets on Twitter and like talks about Meryl Streep and SNL, and like you're like, what?
I know. What's he did? Like this.
What
is
are
when
you
he
doing?
When he attacked a civil rights icon, John Lewis, on Twitter, but, like, he's all talk. He's all talk, no action.
Yeah, he does that for him, right? And yeah. Then, like, I love the meme that says like that he attacks, but when the Ku Klux Klan like talks about how they're in support of Trump and they asked him about it, he like I have no comment. Like he just like backs away from that. And that's like the weirdest thing. He just backs
they're supporting
away.
Him,
obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. He can't. He doesn't want to lose out on any of those voters, unless they're liberals or something. I don't know, dude.
I guess.
I did have a problem with Meryl Streep though, like her
bringing that up.
Her little her little jab at the end about with the NFL and MMA. Like fuck you. Like I can watch movies and enjoy football at the same time. Like I just why don't you
hear that?
Speaking of someone who enjoys movies, football and MMA, I was really confused. I mean, I get she was just trying to, you know, kind of defend the arts against like this oncoming administration and all that. But at the same time, it's just like, well, you're just kind of sort of using to like a way lesser degree the same type of tactics he used, just like denigrating like another
population.
Yeah, it's like at the very end, she's like, we should be inclusive of all. Or, well, I'm paraphrasing obviously, but I mean the essential argument is like, you know, we should be inclusive and everybody love everybody, but fuck the, you know, fuck the MMA and the NFL. Yeah. It's like, kind of like, okay, wow.
Listen, maybe Meryl Streep's just sick of all the commercials and NFL games these days.
I know.
She's
not
the only one.
I feel like the NFL has been watered down as a whole, like with the last.
Well, I mean, they're still losing ratings, right?
Okay. Team scores a touchdown. They, there's time for like to review the touchdown. All right. And then they kick the extra point. You go to commercial. You come back. Kick off.
Commercial. Right.
And then they come back. And then they play again. Didn't repeat.
But then there's gonna be a commercial. Yeah.
I was watching like highlights from a Bucks game that happened this year, and I don't remember this happening during the game. But like there was a time where like, okay, they're getting ready to play. They're getting ready to play. Guy called, you know, timeout. So, okay, commercial. And they come back, and then, like, they get ready to play, and it's like, hold on, timeout, referee timeout. We gotta reset the game clock to this, that, and the other. Okay, they get ready to play again. Timeout again. Carolina takes a timeout. Another commercial. It's like, fucking A, man.
I just want to see the game.
Kyle, like, I don't know. Okay, I don't know if you'll agree with me on this, but, like, you know, back in the day, like, it's, you know, maybe, like, especially when, like, the Bucks were, like, they went on that amazing streak with Tony Dungy.
Yeah.
You know, games in that day, like, they just had, like, this, like, amazing flow to them, like, NFL games. Like, you watch it, and it was just, like, it was just so riveting, and it was just, like, you're just hooked in every play in these days, and it's just, like, it just feels like it's a chore to watch. It's just, like...
For some games. Well, like, I don't know. Like, I think that's just, I think that speaks to, like, the competitive balance or the competitive nature of the NFL anymore because, like, the playoffs up until the Dallas and Green Bay game were just awful because I can't explain why, but, like, that Dallas-Green Bay game definitely gave me those feelings of, like, okay, this is, like, every play matters in this game. But, no, I think you're right.
Was that the only, like, or was I the only person who didn't want Green Bay to win? I kind of just didn't want it.
I didn't want either teams to win.
I just feel like everybody was rooting for Green Bay, and I'm kind of one of those people that I was like, you know what?
It's not that they were rooting for Green Bay.
They were just rooting against the Cowboys.
Exactly. Yes.
I know, that's what it is. So.
But when's the last time the Cowboys have won a playoff game?
Not long enough.
But they're like a brand. It's like the Yankees. It's not liking the Yankees is liking the team. It's liking the brand. It's same with the Cowboys.
I guess. But see, for me, it's like more like I don't like the Patriots for that exact reason, because the Patriots are in every playoff. They're always there. That brand, the different cheating scandals
that definitely cause.
Yeah, the cheating stuff, and it's just, and they're still in the playoffs, and it's just like.
Ugh. What was irritating about Dallas this year is that, like, I feel like they have like a really good team. They're like, it's a very exciting young team, and they're gonna be good for a while. I'm actually kind of jealous. Like, I kind of wish the Bucks were, you know, that good. Even though the Bucks are on the rise, I'm just.
Yeah, but the Bucks did decent this year.
They did, but like, not to get too sportsy, but like, it seems like Jerry Jones and the Cowboys, they just fall into a franchise quarterback every 8 years, and you're like, fuck me. It's like, I just want one.
Yeah. I know. Prescott's pretty good, so.
He's good.
I mean.
Well, they have like a really good offensive line, so that always helps.
I thought for sure they were going to win it until Aaron Rodgers throws his.
Magic.
Yeah.
Magical pass.
That one pass that just wins it for them. It wasn't a Hail Mary, but it was still like, it got just inside. And
see, I've always been like a neutral Green Bay fan, but I've always respected Green Bay just because of the whole, like, you know, small town nature of it. And like, it's owned by the fans. Oh, yeah. So it's just like.
No, I like all that. I just feel like a lot of people I know are Green Bay fans, and they've never been to Green Bay. Yeah. It just bugs the shit out of me, like, so much.
It bugs me too. It's like, it's like, come on. You were born and raised in Tampa. Don't you want to root for the Bucks? I mean, I understand why you wouldn't want to.
Right.
But, you know, it's. You don't even want to, like, even watch like a Bucks game, like, no, Packers all the way.
Yeah.
I had like one friend who, like, he used to say, he's like, I hate this one guy because, you know, his favorite teams, he always just picks the ones that win all the time. He's like his favorite baseball team, Yankees. His favorite football team, the Cowboys. His favorite I forget who the hockey team was. I don't remember if it was Boston or
it's probably Chicago. Yeah, no, Chicago wins all the time, or New York, maybe. You know, or not New York, but Pittsburgh.
And then it was either the Knicks or, I guess it was the Knicks for basketball. I don't know. But none of those, like, he's never been to those places. He just chose those as his team, and then that's who he roots for. So he's not disappointed as much as, like, regular people.
No one doesn't go through the shitty years.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you don't deserve it.
Like, those people, they always have, like, the funniest justification for doing it. Because, like, I met, like, a guy, like, during the past holidays, like, one of the family functions I went to. And, like, he was like, yeah, like, I'm a huge college football fan. Mm. And also NFL. Like, I root for the Alabama Crimson Tide, Roll Tide. And I also root for the New England Patriots. So I asked this guy, he was like, so where are you from? Oh, I'm from Georgia. Just like this little town outside of Atlanta. I'm like, so you don't root for like the Georgia Bulldogs or Georgia Tech or Atlanta Falcons?
Yeah. Nah, like, fuck them.
They're pretty decent. I'm like, no, I'm just a big fan of good football, you know? Good, solid football.
Same, and I feel like, win.
I feel like those two teams are just a good example of football done right. I'm just like...
That's a bunch of bullshit.
The Falcons are the only ones that I'm kind of like just rooting for, because
I want them to win. They haven't been there in a while,
so
they've never won it. Like, it's in Atlanta never wins anything, like, except for like baseball, like way back in the 90s. So
a long time ago.
Yeah,
and, like, I mean, they've been to the playoffs in baseball a couple times, but who is it? England, Green Bay, Falcons, and
England. Yeah, England.
Yeah. England.
Jolly old England.
They're in the NFL, England, right?
Manchester United.
The England Queens. Queen's Head.
Liverpool.
You know what I meant?
Lionhearts.
New England.
Arsenal. Gunners.
Liverpool.
Think about Arsenal. They always try to walk you in.
Leeds. Yeah, it's New England and Green Bay and all the other ones. The Oklahoma City fire, the
fire brooms.
You know, San Francisco guys.
Santrus. The San Francisco Santrus.
Santrus.
I know you guys covered it in Word of the Bay.
Yeah.
Listen to Word of the Bay right away, by the way. So, Robert, I know like you were a fan of them because like, you had some family connection to them, but the San Diego Chargers.
Oh, yeah.
They're moving
Superchargers,
to
LA. Yeah.
But that's crazy because LA is going to have two NFL teams now, but they already have like.
They had one before.
I'm talking about other sports too. You have like now they got two MLB teams.
Right.
They got
two baseball teams, two hockey teams, two basketball teams, and two basketball teams. Yeah.
Like I know LA is a big city, but like
they've doubled down.
Is that market really big enough for two teams in every league?
It's weird though because like they didn't have a football team for a while, and then all of a sudden they have two.
They have two.
Like it didn't even go to one. Like they're not like let's go back to one. See how it works out and pans out. And they're playing in the same stadium, right? Like so.
Well, you know what's funny is, like, from what I've read, like, a lot of people in L.A. don't even want the Chargers there.
No.
It's like, what are you doing?
I think they should have kept the Chargers in San Diego. My dad's a San Diego Chargers fan because he lived in San Diego for a while. And, like, I used to watch, you know, a lot of those games just because he would be into it. So, like, that was a team I rooted for back in the day. Even though I didn't really watch football that much, I would still root for the Chargers. But it's weird to like take them out of San Diego, move them 2 hours north, and then when LA already just has another team now, it's just I don't get it.
I guess there's like a whole lot of issues that the owner has.
No, it's horseshit. It's a bunch of horseshit. Whenever it's a team moves from one city to the other,
money.
Yeah, they got robbed. Basically, how it goes is like you have a billionaire owner who can like he can build that stadium twice over and not lose any money. Well, I shouldn't say that, but I mean he can build that stadium twice. He can fucking afford it, but he has to get tax dollars in order to build that stadium. Well, the taxpayers are like, "Fuck you! You're a billionaire." Like plus other factors of like, well, location, where you're gonna put it, like, wow, this, that, and the other. So like the owner at a certain point can just throw his hands up and be like, "Oh, hey, I tried. Now I'm leaving for greener pastures." It's like a big fuck you to the fans, like ultimately. Well,
and they do that, and like every sports team does that, like when they want to move, because like you're saying, the owners. They threaten to move in an effort to get it to where they don't have to pay that much. And if you watch like the John Oliver covered that and stuff.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Like, they even talked about like San Diego and like moving the Chargers and things like that. Or even like with the Tampa Bay Rays, like when they were like threatening to move out of Florida, that way the city pays them more like in taxes or whatever to keep the stadium here. Yeah. And it's more important and people, you know, fight for it. But like, they could just stay here. Like
they could.
They just choose not to. They want to go somewhere else where they're going to make even more money.
We're already giving them their money. It's not like a public park where we're like, okay, it's, you know, or the pier. Like, oh, we're going to build the pier. It's free to all. Like, enjoy that. No. We, like, not only do our tax dollars pay for it, but you have to pay an exorbitant amount just to get inside the fucking stadium.
I know. You're paying for tickets.
Yeah. We're already paying for it. Like, you got our money.
Yeah. It's so messed up when it comes, like... When they do that shit, when they threaten to move, it's such a bullshit. Because a lot of times they'll threaten to move, and it's in an effort to they know they're gonna still stay. But if they threaten to move, they like that. It's just a way to get more money.
Yeah,
it's so shitty.
Okay, let's take a quick commercial break right here. Something we haven't done in a long time. So let's take a break.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'm ready. Whatever. Ready? Yep. Hey, what? Great commercials, guys.
So good.
So good.
I loved every one or two of them that we put in there.
Yeah, I like them.
I loved the one or two.
Yeah.
The first one was great, for sure.
Yeah.
The second one, if there was a second one, it was so good.
Yeah. Yeah. And if there's a third, well, we're sorry, but we need the money.
Whatever we talk... Do we...
What
is there? What's there? What else is there? We got. We haven't talked about like movies or.
Nintendo Switch apparently is the worst thing ever, according to internet commenters.
Really?
Yeah.
I've heard like JJ already reserved one. He's getting it
of course
day one.
He gets, like, everything. I feel like Nintendo Switch at first like got a lot of really good hype when it was announced, but when they announced like more details. It's gotten like a really polarized response.
Like what? The battery life and stuff?
Yeah, I don't understand. What is it, though? What is it? Is it a system? Is it a handheld?
It's
what?
A system. It's a system and handheld.
It's a hybrid. Yeah, it's because like it has like a little tablet thing with like the two controllers on the side.
Yeah.
The Wii U also had a tablet, but you couldn't really take it on the go. I don't think.
No. You can't take the Wii U. It's still like connected to the actual console. The
Nintendo Switch you can actually take on the go.
Mm-hmm.
You can just play on the tablet. Well, but you can also just kind of plug into a dock that's connected to your TV and play like a regular home console.
Right.
So,
and you're essentially taking the whole console with you when you take the tablet part, like with the controllers to it. But
the biggest issue, or like the biggest gripe,
right,
is the fact that it's going to be $300.
Mm-hmm.
just for that.
Yeah, it doesn't come with any games.
It doesn't come with a game, and it doesn't come with an extra controller. And controllers are more expensive than...
It's like $70 a pop or something.
Yeah,
whoa.
That's more expensive than Xbox and PS4 controllers.
Dude, what is it with these tech companies that it's now like you're paying for the hardware, like Apple. Like Apple just like you... They take away your headphone jack so they can fuck you and force you to buy like dongles and add-ons. Yeah. What is this?
That's just ways to get more money.
I guess.
It's like EA releasing like Dead Space 3 and then... putting in like in-game purchases so you can buy more cooler guns and more levels and stuff like that. You don't know at that point if you're paying extra money for this stuff that should have been in the game already. You know what I mean? It kind of seems like you're getting ripped off.
Last year when the new Street Fighter game came out, it didn't have an arcade mode in it.
Really?
It was just online multiplayer. That's all the game came with. It didn't have like the single player.
Was it Killer Instinct that came out for Xbox One, and it only had like 6 players, and then you had to buy the players like as they came out?
Really?
Yeah. But I think the game was also like super cheap, so that kind of justified it. It was just like a pay for whatever characters you want. I guess that was the reasoning. I'm just like, well, okay, whatever.
It just seems weird though. I think it's like a way to like get games out.
Yeah.
Faster, and it may be more cost effective for them, and then they can make more money as they release more content.
Well, it's just like mobile games have become like a huge thing, and like that's just what mobile games are. They're just like kind of microtransaction machines.
Yeah. But see, my biggest thing was the for the Switch is the battery life is really only, they said, like to play, say, Breath of Fire or whatever,
or Breath of the Wild.
Breath of Fire.
That's also a game.
Yeah, I know. Is that Fire Emblem? No. Breath of the Wild, you can only really play like 3 hours, like off, like without charging. So it's like,
oh, good.
I mean, that's cool, but it's still like, it's not that much.
Yeah, I think people were just expecting it to be like this awesome, like handheld. It was like, I think people were expecting to be Nintendo's next handheld, but Nintendo came out and said, like, well, no, it's not going to replace the 3DS.
Right.
Like, it's like its own thing. Like, the 3DS is still going to be its own thing. So, like, people are just kind of ragging on Nintendo. It was like, well, make up your mind. Like, is this
a home console? Yeah.
Or like,
I mean,
you know?
It essentially is, I think, a home console that you can take on the go, but when they show stuff in the commercial where some guy just brings it to his basketball game and then they take a break from playing basketball to
or
play.
He brings it to like the rooftop party and they're all pulling out their Switches.
How often do you look out your window hoping that you see a rooftop party next door?
Fuck that.
Well, let's see. I live in a single floor house. All the other houses in my neighborhood are also single floors, so.
Yeah, but do you ever like, when you open the window, do you look up at the roof and maybe people are on there?
Well, the thing is, a lot of roofs in Florida, they're not flat, so it'd be kind of hard to have a party on the roof here in Florida, right?
We could do it, though.
You can still do it. But I'm just saying, like, you bring that there, and then they show, like, they're playing, like, a basketball game on the Switch while they take a break from playing real basketball, and it's like, but only for 3 hours. Like, it's probably only going to last 3 hours.
Yeah.
Granted, that's a decent amount of time if you're just taking a break from a basketball game, but it just kind of seems like... Like, it's not... I was hoping for something a little bit more, like, battery life, the fact that it doesn't come with a game, so you're spending $300 and at least probably another $60 on a game. So you're spending $360 to play one game on a console.
Although I will say the Breath of the Wild, like that's a pretty enticing game.
Breath of the Wild.
I've seen some trailers and it looks really fun.
And I love Super Mario games, and I think that those would be cool too. But I think they just kind of they blew it with the Wii U, and I want to wait to see kind of how the Switch goes.
Sure. See if any games come out for it.
Yeah.
Wii U has like no games.
The next Uncharted comes out for it.
Then maybe.
Oh, this is cool. So it's a Zelda game. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it's a Zelda game. Yeah. There's Zelda. A Super Mario Odyssey.
But everything else doesn't look that great. ARMS. They have a game called ARMS.
Mario Kart 8 Deluxe.
That, yeah, I guess. I
we don't need another Mario Kart.
But it's just, I don't know.
The Nintendo Classic is still sold out.
I'm looking forward to...
You mean that little box that's all the...
Yeah, that's like $60 that, you know, Nintendo intentionally did not make enough of, you know.
Oh, they do that all the time.
Interesting.
All the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was like $60 for like a little replica of the original NES, and it came with like 30 games. It sold for $60. It was like super limited stock, and like people were reselling it for like $200 or $300 because people just are suckers. So it's like, ugh.
Yeah, well, you can do the same thing with an emulator. It was kind of disappointing to learn that it only came with like a handful of games.
And it came up with, I think, like, what was it, 30 games?
Yeah. 30 games.
But only like 15 of them were like actual classics. The other 15, I don't think, were anything huge.
It doesn't connect online, you get, like, so you can't download more stuff. Yeah.
And I heard the controllers are like really like short. Like the...
Like you have to sit like right up close to the TV.
Yeah, you have to be right by the TV.
Well, just like the old days.
Like, yeah, they're like 2 feet long or something like that. Like they're really short.
Yeah.
I'm looking up something online over here.
You know,
the one thing Nintendo that I am looking forward to that they released a picture of is the Nintendo Land coming to Universal Studios.
Oh yeah, let me look at that.
Did you see the picture?
No, let me Google that now.
It's just a drawing, but it's like their idea.
Didn't we talk about this on a previous Shark Jumper?
We've talked about it before, but we're talking about Nintendo, and I remember this picture. I don't think I mentioned the picture yet. If you look up Universal Studios Park Attraction Super Nintendo World, the first one's coming to like Japan in 2020, and then they're gonna bring it to Orlando.
What is the drawing?
You see it?
No, I don't. Okay, so what exactly did you Google?
I just did Universal, or hold on. I just
want like a real life Mario Kart.
I Googled Nintendo Land Universal, and it was the second one. It was on Polygon.com.
Yeah, I just want a real life Mario Kart.
Yeah, you know how awesome that would be?
Seriously.
Like if you could like throw like shell, not like literal turtles, but like if you could like.
I'm telling you, you could do like some type of AR, like G stuff.
Well, now with virtual reality and sensors, stuff, if you could drive like at the cart, and then like say it had a screen on the cart where you could like click stuff and like throw banana peels behind you, and then if somebody ran over it, it spun their cart. That'd be cool.
Yeah,
that would be really awesome.
Oh, the little motion rides that they
you
could do like a Star Fox one where you could like fly your own R-wing. Mm-hmm. Like, that'd be really cool.
That'd be really awesome.
Isn't Disney proceeding with the whole
Star Wars?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're doing it right now.
That's going
to
be awesome.
I think they're supposed to open up Avatar at Animal Kingdom this year.
Please tell me there's going to be like a Mos Eisley cantina.
I'm sure.
There has to be.
Wait.
You can walk through the Millennium Falcon.
Who's doing Avatar?
Disney's also doing Avatar, but it's going to be at Animal Kingdom.
No, opening up an Avatar world. No.
Yeah.
Stop this. Yeah. Name one character from Avatar.
John. John.
Yeah.
John the guy.
Oh. The guy.
John guy.
John guy.
I saw that movie in IMAX 3D, and I just don't remember anything.
Neither do I.
The fact that I saw it in IMAX 3D.
I thought it was a good movie.
Oh, no. It wasn't bad. I'm just saying, like, it was Dances with Wolves, but, like, with, like, aliens.
Or Pocahontas,
yeah.
They're making 3 more Avatar movies.
And the next one comes out next year, 2018.
I'm going to watch it, because, like, I think
James Cameron is directing them all.
Yeah, I mean, he's really good when it comes to special effects, especially 3D. Like, the 3D in the Avatar was, like, amazing.
Yeah.
So I'm going to watch it for that, but, like, I'm not going to expect, like, a strong story.
I don't think it's aged that well either.
What if the next one's, like, kind of a remake of Lion King or something?
No, I mean, I know you're joking, but they are. They're making a live action remake of Lion King.
Yeah.
Jon Favreau, who directed the live action Jungle Book that came out a year or two ago, he's doing it.
Came out last year. That's one of the highest grossing movies of last year.
Yeah.
You know what's weird though is it's called live action, but it really is just CGI.
It's not.
There's no people in that one. At least in Jungle Book, they had one person.
Yeah.
That wasn't CGI. But in Lion King, it's going to be all CGI. So why are they calling it live action?
Oh, wow. There's a trailer already?
Maybe Elton John will show up. It's the circle of life.
Oh, this isn't the fucking trailer. I'm stupid. Wait, is it the trailer? What is it?
No, there's no trailer.
There's no trailer? Okay.
Yeah.
It looks good.
So Disney's just like doing like live action remakes of all their movies.
Well, Beauty and the Beast comes out in a couple months.
Jungle Book that just came out. Little Mermaid, I think they're working on.
But those make sense. Like, they have people in them. You know what I mean? It just bugs me that Lion King is considered a live action.
They're just really trying to
say they're remaking it in CGI.
Well, yeah. I know there's like a lot of CGI in Jungle Book, but like, the CGI looked pretty good. Like, they sort of look lifelike a little bit. I don't know.
But it's still, but the animals still talk.
There were still like
real.
A lot of live action shots of like actual animals in that movie.
Was there?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was all CGI except for the little boy.
It was a little boy. I'm pretty sure there were like some B-roll footage of just like actual animals and shit.
Let's throw some Planet Earth footage.
You're grasping at straws. Like, they just went to like Africa and filmed like one hippo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Like a stampede.
Oh, yeah, this is definitely not the goddamn trailer for Lion King.
Stop looking it up. Not real.
I think they're down. I don't know if they even filmed it yet.
Yeah, I don't think it's in pre-production.
It's like, hey, I don't even know if it's actually going to be made.
It's a trailer of, like, the guy writing the script.
Yeah.
Did you see that picture? Not to bring it back to Trump, but did you see the picture of, like, they tweeted out of him, like, writing his campaign speech or something, or his inauguration speech? It was, like, him with, like, a blank notebook paper, like, hey, look at that. Look at me. I'm writing it up.
Oh, my God.
No, you're not.
No. He's going to have people write it for him.
Sure. But, because Melania definitely didn't write hers either.
No. What if his was, like, the same as Obama's? Like, the exact same?
This is just like the Great Gatsby, like the beginning of the Great Gatsby. Yeah. My father told me once.
Yeah. I think it should be the beginning of Moby Dick or Trainspotting. It's just talking about life, life. Which, by the way, I'm looking forward to Trainspotting too.
What's the greatest opening line of a movie ever?
Call me Ishmael.
That's a book.
It's also a movie.
Okay, but that's the one that gets...
How many times do you watch the Moby Dick movie?
Oh, it's a classic. Gregory Peck with a spear. I have never seen it. I just saw the cover, and it had Gregory Peck with a spear.
How many book adaptations did Gregory Peck do?
Moby Dick, To Kill a Mockingbird. Was Cape Fear a book? I don't know if it was.
Oh, yeah, it was a Stephen King book.
Sounds like a book title.
Oh, wait, Cape Fear? Oh, wait.
I don't know if Cape Fear was a book.
Yeah, it was totally a Stephen King book, wasn't it?
First lines of a movie. That's hard.
Yeah, I don't know. Actually. I don't know if I can. I can't think of one off the top of my head.
Yeah, it was. Well, it says AKA The Executioners.
Let's see. I'm going to look it up.
No, wait. Cape Fear by John D. MacDonald. Yeah, I guess it was a book. So that's.
Because, like, if a movie's, Gregory like, Peck? Best line was, like, the first line, doesn't that just imply, like, the movie just goes downhill?
Just goes downhill from there.
Well, I think you mean best line compared to other movies with
50
their first
best
lines.
Opening lines in movies. Let's see. Ooh.
Okay, so you have to remember every opening line from
Name the line.
Movies.
Say the line, Kyle, and let's see if we can name the movie.
Or should I say the movie and you name the line?
I like the other way.
Okay.
All right. Do how many? Just do 10 of each.
Okay. Okay. All right. This is easy. Well, I'll try it both ways. As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Goodfellas.
Yeah.
I was about to say Departed.
I knew it was one of those.
Let's see. We were somewhere around Barstow on the edge of the desert when the drugs began to take hold.
Fear Loading, Las Vegas.
Yeah. Let's see. Let me tell you what it's like. Let me tell you what Like a Virgin is about.
Reservoir Dogs.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
All right. That's pretty easy.
All right, this one's for Robert, maybe. Last night I dreamt I went to Mandalay again.
Mandalay. Hold on. Shit.
Citizen Kane? No.
It is Citizen Kane.
Is that Citizen Kane?
Rebecca. Right.
Oh, Rebecca. Never mind. I knew it was something. It was like an old movie.
Yeah. Let's see. Man, people are always... Oh, no. This is way too easy. People are always asking me if I know Tyler Durden.
Oh,
Casablanca.
Yeah.
Let's see. How about...
Terms of Endearment.
About 3 billion human lives... Oh, no, that's too easy. Ended August 29th, 1997. The survivors of the nuclear fire called Judgment Day.
Oh, man. Judgment Day.
It's the tip of my tongue.
The Adams Family.
Trump's inauguration.
Choose life. Choose a job. Choose a career. Choose a family. Hey, choose a fucking big television.
That's what I said. Trainspotting. That's one of the best.
Chapter one, he adored New York City. He idolized it out of proportion. He romanticized it out of better proportion. Or out of proportion, better.
Is that a Woody Allen film?
Yeah, of course.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It just sounded like the stuttering.
Yeah.
Wait, do it the other way, though. Name the movie, and we'll try to name the first line. There's no way.
Let me see if I can... Apocalypse Now.
That's all you wrote.
I love the smell of napalm.
Saigon.
Yeah,
Saigon. Shit, I'm only in Saigon every time I think back to the jungle.
Close.
Let me see if I can find like an easy one here. How about Raging Bull?
I don't think you can.
Raging Bull?
Yeah.
I'm a Raging Bull.
I punched him good.
I'm a Raging Bull.
I'm a Raging Bull.
I remember those cheers. They still ring in my ears.
I like movies, but this is hard.
This is tough. How about The Godfather?
It was the best of times.
Call me Ishmael.
Call me Ishmael. I believe in America. America's made my fortune. This is tough.
Yeah, it's
hard. Try to get this one. Forrest Gump.
Run, Jenny. Which is the opposite.
That's where the movie opens.
My name is Forrest. Forrest Gump.
That's it. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
Bam. Nailed it. Casino, maybe? Can you do Casino?
Where's that bat?
I'm in a casino.
Why is everybody stealing from me?
All in.
This one, you might get this one, The Prestige.
He talks about the magic trick.
Yeah.
It's like Michael Caine. Doing the narration.
It's Are You Watching Closely?
Yeah.
These are really tough.
I love movies, and there's some movies that I like, you know, Jurassic Park or Alien or LA Confidential. I couldn't tell you what the first line is.
Yeah.
First line of Jaws.
There's not a whole lot of like
come swimming with me.
Now that I think about it, there's not a lot of iconic first lines in a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the best lines are like in the middle.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right smack dab in the middle.
You think are there like a lot of good final like lines?
Mm-hmm.
Let's look this up. Okay, how about this?
I'm ready for my close up, Mr. DeMille is Sunset Boulevard. That's it. That's all I got.
That's the one.
I don't know why,
but like the only one I could think of is that from that Ben Stiller movie, The Heartbreak Kid.
Oh, I know one.
That's your final line?
That's roads. The one I can think of. Line.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Yeah, see? Back to the Future. What about Casablanca? Like, this is the beginning of a wonderful...
Actually,
friendship.
Yeah, that's the one. Memento, maybe?
I remember.
Now, where was I?
Oh, okay.
Ernest Hemingway once wrote, "The world is a fine place and worth fighting for." I agree with the second part.
That's the final line.
Yeah.
Ernest Hemingway once wrote, "The world is a fine place and worth fighting for." I agree with the second part.
Are you doing a Jimmy Stewart? Or Katharine Hepburn? Which one are you doing?
It's Morgan Freeman.
No. Okay. So Shawshank.
Wanted.
Seven.
Damn it.
This is Ripley, last survivor of the Nostromo, signing off.
That's Alien.
Yeah.
That's easy.
Why don't we just wait here for a little while, see what happens? John.
I know what it is. John Carpenter's The Thing.
The Thing.
Oh, yeah.
He says that. That's number six on Robert's top ten.
The greatest...
just pointing that out.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he did not exist, and I like that.
Say.
He is good. These are all kind of the same movies. How about Silence of the Lambs? Can you do that one? Well, this is kind of an iconic line. The Simpsons did it.
It was I'm having old friend over for dinner.
Yeah,
it
is. And then you see the White House and shit.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Apocalypse Now, maybe.
I love the smell of napalm.
Still in the middle of the movie.
The horror.
Is that really the last line?
Yeah. Yeah.
The horror.
LA Confidential, Robert. Can you do that one?
And that was Confidential.
Open and shut case.
Now that's what I call LA Confidential.
I think I got it. It's the some guys get all the awards and others get a girl from whatever Arizona.
Ex-hookers and a trip to Arizona.
Yeah, see?
Oh, John, this is for you. Lethal Weapon. Come on.
If he doesn't,
I'm trying to remember the last line.
What is the only line from the movie?
I'm getting too old.
Getting too old for this.
That was the last line.
That was the last.
One.
Yeah, it was.
For some reason, that feels like that's in the middle.
Said by Riggs.
You think everything's in the middle? I'm telling you, I love the smell of napalm.
The thing is, like,
is at the end.
The law of averages is on my side.
Yeah, that's true. If it's not at the beginning, it's not at the end.
It's in the middle.
It's in the middle. And the middle is longer than the first or last sentence.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot of sentences.
Ooh, how about this one? Heil Hitler.
What?
Heil Hitler.
World War II?
You're on the right track.
Glorious Bastards?
Said by Ralph Fiennes?
Oh, Schindler's List.
Yeah. Schindler's List.
I'm surprised. Is on there, do they have, Mein Führer, I can walk.
I don't know. A lot of these are like repeated from the best 50 best opening lines, which is like I don't really get why these would be like none of these really stand out.
Because that's Stanley. That's Doctor Strangelove.
How about Yo, Adrian? We did it again, Adrian.
Oh, Rocky IV back in action.
How about the name's Bond, James Bond?
Oh shit!
Which Bond movie are we talking about?
Actually, this is a tough one.
No, I know it.
You should know it,
Doctor No.
Nope.
No.
The name is Bond, James
it's
Bond.
It's either From Russia with Love or Goldfinger.
No.
It's not?
No. It's the last line of the movie. He doesn't say it for the entire movie.
Casino Royale.
Yeah.
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 Oh, we were still doing last.
That was like the most badass fucking like
way to say it.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, fuck yeah.
He doesn't say it the whole time, and then at the very end, he's like,
yeah. Well, not only that, but then you don't hear the music until then, too.
Yeah, that iconic.
Oh.
It's like the second best like version of that line. The best one was Dr. No.
Pants up to him.
And the music starts playing, and he's like lighting this the cigarette at the same time.
Talking to that Victoria.
He kind of cocks his eyebrow towards her. Like, the name is Bond.
Because she did that to him, and then he did it back to her.
Yeah.
How about King Kong? You might know that one?
Yeah, I know that one. It wasn't Beauty that killed the Beast.
It was Beauty that killed the Beast.
That's what it was.
It was high cholesterol.
It was Beauty.
That's really
it.
I don't see anything else. Green Mile.
Green Mile.
How about Some Like It Hot?
Oh, that one's easy. Well, nobody's perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. Bam.
All right, that's it, really.
I'm so glad we talked about Bond.
We got it in there.
Narrowly got it in, but we did.
Well, we can end the show on that note on James Bond.
Sweet.
No SNL to talk about.
Nah.
No late night television.
Although, there's some pretty good skits.
There was some.
We did mention SNL because Donald Trump was tweeting about it.
True.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
So we got it in there.
Conan O'Brien. There you go. We're
nailed it.
Full circle.
Yep.
All right. Yeah. Go to sharkdropper.com. Check out all the podcasts. Patreon.com/sharkdropper if you want to donate any money towards the cause. And of course, that's really it, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. That was Shark Dropper for this week. I'm Kyle.
I'm Robert.
I'm John.
See you. As I stand here looking out over the ocean, I didn't want to cause a great big commotion. 'Cause when I saw what looked like a fin break through the surface again, it was a
dark. Just as quietly as he had appeared, he went away. Back down to the deep blue sea, searching for prey. Then I saw what looked like a fin break through the surface again. It was a shark. It was a shark.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.